Welcome to Financial Lifeline Radio with your hosts, John March and Dave Harbison. Brought to you by the Superior Gold Group.
And it's great to have you along for the ride here on Financial Lifeline Radio. I'm Dave Harbison, John March here as well. John's the lead technical analyst for Superior Gold Group. We'll get his thoughts on what's happening in the metals markets as well as what's happening in the stock markets, what's going on in the economy, business, investing, and certainly politics. It's all intertwined. We always talk about it with you in mind, with the Main Street very much in mind. As far as data on the markets today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 46 points. At the close, NASDAQ up 25 and the S&P up 9 as all three in positive territory after a bit of a sell-off for the first part of the week, first 3 days of the week. Gold is essentially flat. Gold futures up just a little bit, 0.17%. Silver's back in positive territory after struggling yesterday, and oil is up almost a full percent on the day. Unemployment numbers are out. The most discouraging one is the fact that it's 15 straight weeks now that the so-called continued claims number touches a record high, and the producer price index climbs 0.3%, and most notably, John, the food prices rising 1.5% in the month of April, and you've been talking about it in terms of hidden inflation, and we keep talking about contracting economy, and the GDP was down, 6% in the first quarter, but on the staple items like food, you're starting to see inflation kicking in a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the first place it does hit, and once again, as the day moves on, you see the dollar continuing to drop. Now we're down to 82.28, where we were at 82.30 a few minutes ago. And crude is up. Crude's up about 1%. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out, because I think that we're seeing some signs that we're going to have some inflation, and we could have a weird mix. You know, we could have a shrinking GDP and at the same time go into some inflation, at least as inflation is felt by the people out there.
Yeah, it's conceivable that you could see and already are seeing to some degree the high ticket items, the cars and homes and electronics and those kind of things that are high price items coming down in price because there's not much because the demand isn't there, and yet we see inflation because of the dollar continuing to fall and the production costs continuing to rise for things like food. So you're right, you could see sort of a mix there. Would not be surprising at all. All right, Chrysler says they're going to close 789 dealerships, roughly 25% of their current number. The documentation is out that Henry Paulson, the former Treasury Secretary, pretty much left the major banks no choice but to take the TARP money several months ago. We knew that, but now we have the documented evidence of it as the minutes from those meetings have now been released. So we'll talk more about that. Plus, a very interesting guest I think you're going to like, Roxanne Emmerich. A couple of books, Profit Growth Banking, and Thank God It's Monday, How to Create a Workplace You and Your Customers Love. That will be an interesting discussion when we come back in just a moment with Roxanne, along with John March. I'm Dave Harbison, and you are listening to Financial Lifeline Radio. Stay with us.
Gold, gold, gold. We hear about it a lot lately. What's this all about? It's about protecting your assets. It's about taking your cash or your IRA 401k and placing it into a hard asset, gold and silver. That's right, gold and silver. Has your stockbroker told you lately that gold has outperformed the Dow Jones over the last month, year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and even over the last 37 years by nearly 3 times? So what does this mean to the average American? It means it's not too late for your preservation of wealth. There is still time to transfer some of your wealth into a gold and silver portfolio. Let one of our portfolio experts hold your hand as they help you understand the history of gold and silver and its amazing performance over the Dow for the last 37 years. Contact the Superior Gold Group at 888-590-7728. Write this down, 888-590-7728, or go to gold101.com. Build wealth you can touch with the people you can trust at the Superior Gold Group.
Are you like most Americans today, afraid? Afraid of the lies and the greed that have stripped this great country of our hard-earned wealth, that have depleted your savings and destroyed your retirement accounts? Are you putting your cash savings under your mattress, or are you still getting killed in the stock market every day? There is an option, and that option is gold. Pick up the phone and call the experts at the Superior Gold Group today. Stop the bleeding before major inflation hits the U.S. dollar. Build wealth you can touch with the people you can trust at the Superior Gold Group. Did you know that gold has outperformed the Dow almost 3-1 since 1971? Transition some of your assets and retirement funds into gold today. Contact the Superior Gold Group today at 888-590-7728. Write this down and don't forget it, 888-590-7728. Or visit them online at gold101.com. Start building wealth you can touch with the people you can trust at the Superior Gold Group today.
Welcome to Financial Lifeline Radio, brought to you by the Superior Gold Group. If you would like to ask a question on air, call 888-596-4086. Now, back to Financial Lifeline Radio, brought to you by the Superior Gold Group.
All right, good to have you back with us. It is Financial Lifeline Radio. Dave Harbison, John March. I hope to be joined shortly by Roxanne Emmerich to talk about business workplace dynamics and how to most effectively manage your business, get the most out of your business and your employees. That will be the topic of conversation. Right now, the topic of conversation, though, will be Henry Paulson, John, one of your favorites. We got the documentation made public yesterday through a Freedom of Information Act request by a public interest group called Judicial Watch. It confirms that Henry Paulson gave the 9 major banks no choice but to allow the government to take equity stakes in them. And included in the documents releasing is an email showing a public relations effort run in part out of the Bush White House to tamp down public concerns about nationalizing the banks. How about that?
Well, nothing surprises me. You know, first of all, you and I both know that I don't think that Mr. Bush was even a real honest-to-goodness conservative, and what we're seeing is an extension of a lot of his policies, really. Spend, spend, spend.
Yeah, and no doubt about it, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton said in a statement, these documents show our government exercising unrestrained power over the private sector. We've seen a ton of that over the last couple of years, haven't we now? Roxanne Emmerich, the management consultant and author, is with us now here on Financial Lifeline Radio. One book was Profit Growth Banking. The new book is Thank God It's Monday, How to Create a Workplace You and Your Customers Love. Roxanne, thanks very much for your time. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's not Monday, but it's coming close again.
It is coming close. And you know,
I think the second book sounds like it's more fun than the first one.
It's definitely a lot more fun.
Yeah.
And it's where the magic is, too.
And it's interesting that it seems to make so much common sense and seems to be so obvious that a happier workplace would be a more productive workplace, but so many workplaces fall into this trap of, you know, it's just drudgery and people don't want to be there. And how do you get out of that that rut?
Well, you know, it's funny because every one of us had one of those jobs where you're on the very first day your shoes are shine, you're pressed up, and you're intending to set the world on fire and do amazing things. And then within about 3 weeks, you've normalized to the rest of the folks there, and you realize that they have issues, that they're filled with excuses and whining and complaining, and they're shooting wildly for mediocrity, and pretty soon we're down there, too. And so over the last 20 years, what I've been doing is a one-day process, and we'll take companies that haven't grown more than 2% a year for 10 years in a row and have them grow 35% within the next 30 days just by getting their people back alive again. And I'm not just talking about happy, happy little goofy stuff. I'm talking about knowing how to play in the sandbox without throwing sand at each other and knowing how to shoot wildly for something great and having the agreements that they're not going to stop anything short of making those things happen, because that's fun.
Yeah. Are people resistant to that?
Of course they are.
Yeah.
I always say when I start my work, I can see the bullets shooting out of their eyes at me. And those are the ones where I'm thinking, bring it on, because by the time I get done, I have them along because they start to get the impact that they're having on other people. I mean, they're essentially energy vampires. You know, on Monday morning we walk by them and our energy just goes right into them and we get sucked dry. And it's not that they're bad people. It's, we've all been the energy vampire. I mean, I have been as well. So, you know, the thing that we forget about life is that attitude can be changed in just a second, and that attitude creates the results. I mean, if you look at the stats, as it's over 70% of the population right now is disengaged from their jobs, and that 34 cents in every payroll dollar goes right out the door due to disengaged employees. Well, in a recession, who can afford that? And I'm here to tell you that I believe that the recession we have is not fully as a result of, but partially as a result of individual recession of the spirit, a lack of going wildly for some dream because we bought into the whole story of mediocrity.
Yeah, and isn't that a sad thing? I went to a seminar many, many, many years ago, and the guy said to me something that always affected me, and that was that if you talk to someone, they're either going to pull you down or you're going to lift them up. And if they're not the type of person that you can lift up, then stay away from them.
There was a woman I advised years ago. She won the she and her husband won the Outstanding Business of the Year Award in the state of Minnesota. And one of the things that she taught me was she said that we group interview people, and when they come in for their interview, the second they walk out, I go around the table. I said, did that person give you energy or did they suck it out? And that was her primary hiring criteria. I thought that was just brilliant. I do a lot of work in the banking industry, which is interesting because a lot of banks are doing really well, but that's not what's being picked up in the news. So, you know, Wall Street Journal just said last week there's $599 billion of losses they're expecting. We've got clients that we've been working with that are, and the vast majority of them are hitting record quarters, record years. It's all about culture is the leading indicator of future growth and profitability. There is nothing more important that a business can do than get that culture piece down, but nobody even knows what culture is. Everybody wants to put it into some kind of a flow chart or whatever. Culture is that feel when you walk into a business where everybody looks up, looks in the eye, and knocks themselves out wanting to help you, as opposed to having parts disease where all you see is the parts of their hair when you walk in. It's culture is the not having excuses, and culture is the not having gossiping, and culture is the having fun and celebrating and high-fiving and having rituals of celebration for the good things. That's culture. But you know, what everybody wants to do is put this into their head and make it academic as opposed to just bringing it down to what's reality, which is how do we in a day transform, and that's what this book, Thank God It's Monday, is about, and it just hit the business bestseller list on Amazon the last 3 days in a row, and I think it's because this nation is starved for this information right now. People have to figure out how to get their feet back on the ground, both spiritually and economically.
All right. Our guest is Roxanne Emmerich, the management consultant and author. The new book is Thank God It's Monday, How to Create a Workplace You and Your Customers Love. We're going to dig in on some of those workplace personalities and more that's in the book and more that's maybe not in the book in terms of how to run an effective business and what can improve your business culture, as she talks about. The National Speaker Hall of Fame inductee, former key advisor to the Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson. Great credentials for our guest, Roxanne Emmerich, and we'll continue the discussion with her in just a moment here on Financial Lifeline Radio. Check us out on the web, too, financiallifelineradio.com. Visit our primary sponsor. That is Superior Gold Group. You can find them at gold101.com. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The top five reasons to buy gold and silver today. It typically tracks inflation, so that inflation is good, and so is deflation. Financial turmoil causes the price of gold and silver to rise. Demand is much greater than supply. You don't need a Wall Street firm to manage it for you, and an overpriced CEO can't mess it up. And one more thing about buying gold. Gold has outperformed the Dow almost 3-1 over the last 37 years to date. Contact the Superior Gold Group today. Even better, call them right now. Transition your investments and retirement accounts into gold right now. Contact the Superior Gold Group today at 888-590-7728. Write this down and don't forget it, 888-590-7728, or visit them online at gold101.com. Start building wealth you can touch with the people you can trust at the Superior Gold Group today.
Gold isn't just for now. It's an ongoing stabilizer of your portfolio. Go back to Nixon in 1971. We went off the gold standard. Since that time, gold has multiplied about 25 times, while the Dow has gone up approximately 8.5 times. Currently, the government is spending trillions of dollars they don't have. That will cause inflation. Protect yourself with a hedge against inflation that has worked for hundreds of years. Gold. Let Superior Gold Group help you onto the road of investment stability. They have a free information package for you and will even give you a free no-obligation portfolio analysis. Build wealth you can touch with the people you can trust at Superior Gold Group. Contact the Superior Gold Group at 888-590-7728. Write this down, 888-590-7728, or go to gold101.com. Build wealth you can touch with the people you can trust at the Superior Gold Group. 888-590-7728.
Welcome back to Financial Lifeline Radio, brought to you by the Superior Gold Group. If you would like to make a comment, call now, 800-888-596-4086.
Welcome back. Dave Harbison, John Marks with you on Financial Lifeline Radio, along with Roxanne Emmerich, the management consultant and author. EmmerichGroup.com is the website. That's EmmerichGroup.com. You already talked about the energy vampire, which consists of all those whiners, complainers, and excuse makers. I found it really interesting, all these workplace personalities, the Omarosa from the Donald Trump show, The Apprentice, the peacemaker, the informer, the bully, the taskmaster, and the Eeyore, who's the old dog who can't see the wisdom of learning new tricks. All kinds of interesting workplace personalities. The question is, though, is it easier to try and modify the behaviors of these various personalities, or find ways that all these, just accept the personalities and figure out ways that they can all work together and be productive?
Well, I don't really even care what the personality is so much. I just want to care. I care about whether they are good humans to the other humans in the workplace and whether they're good humans to the customer. And that's right. The part that we keep forgetting. So what matters is, in the book I talk about something called the conversation. It's something I've been doing with businesses for 20 years as a part of this kickoff process. It's a one-day process for transforming them. And literally at the end of that process, we'll have CEOs will tell us that their customers line up the next day saying, what just happened here? Everything's completely different. I've been banking here for 18 years. Or I've been buying my whatever here for 18 years. It transforms that quickly because what we're doing is teaching them the skills to bust the bad attitudes, those people who have the bad attitudes that suck us dry. And a couple of the tools that are explained in the book is, one is the conversation, we call it, which essentially goes like this. It says, Joe, I'm so excited about where this team is going, but my sense is you don't share that excitement. That's okay, because maybe this isn't your thing, but if this isn't your thing, you've got to go find your thing. It's nice and it's clear, and it puts a line in the sand that, hey, we're not going to be doing that anymore. If you're going to have a bad attitude, then we're about to take off in the happy bus here, and if you can get on the happy bus, or you can choose misery someplace else, but if you're going to be on our bus, you're choosing the happy bus. And so use advancing language, ask for what you want, be kind. These are the ground rules. When we get our gangs together within a workplace, we ask them to create the commitments to each other about how they're going to treat each other, and it makes the excuses go away, it makes the whining go away, it makes the gossip go away, and people will literally come up crying after one of these sessions saying, I have hated working here every day that I've been here, and I can't wait to go to work tomorrow. And I know this sounds unbelievable till you see a couple of these. But when you see the results that clients get from a financial standpoint, we can't afford to have all this dysfunction in the workplace anymore.
How does it sort of directly translate, though, the change in attitude to better business or to increasing revenue?
It's an immediate impact. It's kind of a magnetic marketing effect. So let me give you an example. Say that I'm working with a bank, because I have a big following in the banking industry, work with a lot of community banks. Although we work in all industries, that's a very quantifiable one, and we can prove our results right up on FDIC sites by showing how that bank is doing. So what happens is we had one bank that had not grown for more than 2% a year. For 10 years, they had tried everything. They had tried every different kind of consulting company, from strategic planning, sales training, reorganizing. Nothing was working. So they decided they would try this. This was the last thing they were going to try. If it didn't work, they were going to sell. We did this process. Within 30 days, they grew 35%. Subsequently, we've been with them for about 4 years now. They're setting record quarters in profit and growth every quarter. Now, all they really did differently to get started, we didn't even teach them any other skill sets yet. All we taught them was how to play nice in the sandbox and how to, as I explained in the book, call each other tight. So in the Thank God It's Monday book, I have a whole section on, listen, if you're waiting for your manager to come along and tell somebody to stop doing that gossiping thing or stop the excuses or to meet your deadlines, you will never have a functional workplace. Everyone has to have responsibility to be able to go up and say, hey, Joe, you told me you're going to do this by such and such a time. It's 2 o'clock, and I don't have that on my desk. Now, that's creating a big mess. I need a commitment from you that's never going to happen again. Do I have that commitment? That's calling it tight at the moment that it happens. And people are afraid to do that. They wait for a manager to come through to do that. And, of course, that slows everything down way to a way crazy kind of experience. But the other key thing that matters is there a focus on customer success? This is the big thing that makes me crazy is that all the consultants are talking about customer satisfaction. Who cares? Every time a customer is satisfied and they come up with a competitor that has a better price, they're going to go to the competitor. But when you focus on making your customers successful, magic begins to happen. In the book, I cover a concept called life gives to the givers and takes from the takers, and the world has a perfect accounting system. That's the Thank God It's Monday mantra of give massive value. Don't just sell your product. Give massive value far beyond the product that you're selling, and people will beat a path to your door, and riches will come your way. And it's such a basic philosophy. I don't get why other people don't get it. On page 63 in the book, I talk about a quote by Aristotle Onassis. He said, the secret of business is to know something that nobody else knows. That's it, guys. Nobody
yeah.
seems to know mm-hmm. that when you give, you receive.
The buying mood's a happy mood.
Exactly. It's a magnetic marketing. People walk in, they think, I want to have whatever she's having. You know, there's an ice cream shop that's near one of my clients in California. And apparently when you walk out of this ice cream shop, as you're walking out the door, part of their little routine is about 4 or 5 different people will say to you, see you tomorrow, see you tomorrow, see you tomorrow. Well, if you're walking out of there for the first time, you're going to think, well, how do they know where I'm going to go tomorrow? How do they know I'm coming back tomorrow? And then, of course, they smile and they think, man, I'm welcome here. I am going to come back tomorrow. It's a brilliant Thank God It's Monday strategy.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what. Talking to you, actually, as you're describing it, makes me feel good, and I think that's the name of the. I think that's the name of the game, isn't it? I mean, really, we are now in a time of experience marketing. If you create a good experience for your customer, guess what? They're going to come back.
They're going to come back, and they're going to be happy. And if you think this makes you feel good, I've got something for you. The ThankGodIt'sMonday.com site. We used to charge our clients a lot of money for this, but we're now making it available for free. Every Monday morning you can get an audio that teaches you how these basics about how to deal with somebody who gives you an excuse.
All right.
How to not give an excuse.
Roxanne, we're almost out of time, so I want to give you a chance to give that website out, so let's have at it.
It's thankgoditsmonday.com. Thankgoditsmonday.com.
All right, and we encourage people to pick up the book as well. Thank God It's Monday, How to Create a Workplace You and Your Customers Love. Roxanne Emmerich's been our guest here on Financial Lifeline Radio. More coming up with John March and myself in just a moment. Stay with us.
Are your investments in the tank, or are you hiding in cash? Either way, you may suffer in the months and years ahead. Inflation is a near certainty. Get into physical assets now. The most convenient of these are gold and silver. So contact the Superior Gold Group today and build wealth you can touch with the people you can trust. Let Superior Gold Group help you stop the bleeding. Your investment dollars and your retirement accounts can be back on the right track. Did you know that gold has outperformed the Dow almost 3-1 over the last 37 years? Put a significant percentage of your wealth into gold and silver. Do it today. Do it now. You can stop the drain before it's too late. Contact the Superior Gold Group at 888-590-7728. Write this down, 888-590-7728, or go to gold101.com. Build wealth you can touch with the people you can trust at the Superior Gold Group.
Gold, gold, gold. gold. What is it all about? It's about protecting your assets. It's about taking your cash or your IRA 401k and placing it into a hard asset, gold and silver. Has your stockbroker told you lately that gold has outperformed the Dow Jones, not just over the past 5 or 10 years, but over the last 37 years? Over the last 37 years, gold has outperformed the Dow Jones nearly 3 times to 1. So what does this mean for the average American? It means it's not too late for your preservation of wealth. There is still time to transfer some of your wealth into your gold and silver portfolio today. Contact the Superior Gold Group today at 888-590-7728. Write this down and don't forget it, 888-590-7728, or visit them online at gold101.com. Start building wealth you can touch with the people you can trust at the Superior Gold Group today.
Are you, like most Americans, afraid? Afraid of the lies and the greed that have stripped this great country of her hard-earned wealth, that have depleted your savings and destroyed your retirement accounts? Are you putting your cash savings under your mattress, or are you still getting killed in the market every day? There is an option. It's gold. You've heard that a lot lately, but now it's time to act. Pick up the phone and call the experts at Superior Gold Group. Stop the bleeding before major inflation hits the U.S. dollar. Did you know that gold has outperformed the Dow almost 3-to-1 since 1971? Transition some of your assets retirement funds into gold today. Don't wait any longer. Build wealth you can touch with the people you can trust at the Superior Gold Group. Contact the Superior Gold Group at 888-590-7728. Write this down, 888-590-7728, or go to gold101.com. Build wealth you can touch with the people you can trust at the Superior Gold Group. 888-590-7728.